talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. We're going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Well, man, I guess I should stop watching early morning national news. They had Richard Haas on and Denise Jordan, who worked for W. And they were discussing the last 20 years of the war in Afghanistan. And Richard Haas came up with a good one. He says, you know, from time to time, we did too much. And from time to time, we did way too little. What the heck is that supposed to mean? Basically, he's saying, and he's also has advocated in the past that we should be staying there. So that basically is taking John McCain's stance that we're there forever. What do you mean, too much or too little? And then little Denise Jordan, why she has a format, I don't know. But the only thing she could say in my mind that would be right is my boss totally fell asleep at the switch, or this may not have had to happen at all. And then once it did happen, we had the guy cornered early in the war in 2001, didn't get him. And then it continued on for another 19 years. So, you know, both of them use their mulligans up with me, totally. And what I'm seeing now in the national news from this storm, our biggest enemy going forward is climate change, and we better not err on the side of doing too little going forward, or all humanity's in trouble.
Yeah, you're making some good points. Certainly on climate change, now that Biden is in, the Republicans are out, you know, we rejoin the Paris Accords. And beyond that, the fact is that this is a threat to all mankind, and climate doesn't know any geographic boundaries. I mean, you can't say the climate and the destruction of the climate is somehow going to stop at this border or that border. So right now, the United States has got to take the lead again, and I think we are under Joe Biden. And that's obviously a separate issue. In Afghanistan, we hit all this pretty hard in the first hour. But I will say this, business about the Bush people have a lot of effrontery saying, a lot of chutzpah going, well, I would have done it this way. Well, they lied about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So we go in based on their lying about it. And all they did is, I mean, let me review the bidding here. There are Sunnis and there are Shiites. Sunnis are 90% of all Muslims. Shiites are 10%. Iran is a Shiite country. Most of the rest are Sunni countries. Iraq is a Shiite majority country, but Saddam Hussein was a Sunni. And he had to juggle things. He had a Christian foreign minister. I mean, that was a time where at least Christians were somehow protected a little bit. What happens is when we go in and kill Saddam Hussein, the Shiites take over, slaughter Sunnis. The Sunnis formed a group called ISIS. They then go into Syria throughout the Middle East, murdering Christians, murdering Yazidis, you know, hardcore extermination jihadists. Now, so here's the deal. In Afghanistan, we're in there, Sunni Muslim nation. The issue, we were in there for nation building a lot of the times under Bush. It wasn't just getting Osama bin Laden. We knew that he wasn't there anymore. But trying to pacify them. You can't pacify that kind of culture. Islam means submission. Jihad means struggle. It is a cultural mandate to exterminate or convert forcibly the host population who are apostates. That is the idea. And people will do anything. The only difference between the Taliban and the regular Afghan government is the degree to which they were willing to exercise jihad. That's all. So we were there for 20 years. Can't nation build that. You can't nation build that. We're out. I think it's good that we are out. Obviously, the Afghan people are good people. All people are good people. 35 million of them, we don't want them to starve. The Taliban will steal aid that's sent in, murder anybody that's sent in to administer it. We've got to figure how we're going to do that. We may have to do it by using Sunni Muslim people from Turkey to go in there and pay them to give food to the others there. I mean, I'm not kidding. This is how sad it is. Very, very sad. Very sad. But I want to get back to COVID on something. COVID. Last week, there were more than 200,000 pediatric COVID cases nationwide. 203,000 to be precise. 203,000 pediatric kids COVID cases. COVID cases. Yet Republican governors are persisting in attacking mask mandates in schools. Now, let me tell you something. These kids can't get vaccinated because the vaccine has not been cleared for people under 12 years old. These poor little kids, the little ones, can't be vaccinated, and the Republicans are opposing masks. So you're going to go to school. Some kids in these states will have masks. Some won't. Some will get infected. That's why there were 203,000 cases last week. Last week. That's 800,000 a month. That's 8 or 9 million a year of little ones. Little ones. The government, the Biden administration, is doing something. They're having the Department of Education launch an investigation into five states who prohibit mask mandates. And their legal theory is that these states are discriminating against youngsters with immunodeficiencies. It's clever, but why do we have to resort to these kind of little legal tricks? Why doesn't Biden just say, I'm imposing a school mask mandate nationwide at any school that gets any federal assistance? That's his jurisdictional entitlement to do it. The five states that are being investigated, of course, all have Republican governors. They all have Republican governors in the South. And then you don't impose the mandate, or you violate Biden's mandate. You could yank their money. You could also go in, have a federal judge remove whoever is interfering with the mandate. It's time to crack down. It's time to have mandates. I mean, you cannot continue to have 200,000 youngsters a week. A week, that's over a million a year. A million a year. Little ones can't be vaccinated going in. Poor little ones are getting COVID because of the Republican Party. Enough's enough. Enough is enough. This is contemptible. DeSantis of Florida is now in contempt of court. He has ignored the court injunction, and he's gone ahead and withheld salaries of mask mandators in Broward County and Alachua County. That was a subject of a lawsuit. The judge entered an injunction saying you must continue to pay them. He's violating it. That's contempt. That's criminal contempt. Arrest him. Arrest him. Put out a warrant for his arrest. If the state people down there are so screwed up, the cops, that they won't enforce it, turn it over to the feds. Put him in jail. Demand that they keep paying the salaries of school boards and administrators who have mask mandates. What's so hard about that? What is so hard about that? But that is what he's doing. That's what he's doing. You know, this guy, I think, is not that this is beyond the moral issue. This guy is misreading his state, and he's misreading the United States. He's misreading his state, and he's misreading the United States. We don't want a guy running for president, which is what he wants to do, which is what this is all about. We don't want a guy running for president who violates court orders, violates the law. That means that he will violate the law if he were president. Do whatever he wants. Do whatever he thinks to his political advantage. That's what he did. He is now not paying them. In Broward County, big county, school board members make about $3,900 a month. It's part-time, but, you know, they put a lot of work into it. They put a lot of work into it. And he says withhold their salary. And it really doesn't matter how much in salary he's withholding. There is a court order that says he can't do it. There's a court order that says he can't do it. And he's done it. He has done it. And who are the five states that the feds are investigating right now because they prohibit mask mandates? And it would be Florida would be the sixth if that judge hadn't said, you can't do it. And now DeSantis is holding back. Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Florida, and Arkansas, at least. And there's a sixth somewhere in there. These all have Republican governors. These have Republican governors. And here is something that is amazing. These states have less than 10% of their ICU beds left. 10%, less than 10%. And they're all Republican governors. They outlaw mask mandates. They're being investigated. That's not enough. Biden has got to put in a national order and arrest anybody who gets involved. And his jurisdictional hook is we pay for the schools. The feds pay for the schools. We got to get a little more aggressive, a lot more aggressive. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.